This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Why is despicable bad? I don't understand that. Anyway, I'm Double Senior Host. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. No, really. I mean, you got to be part of the conversation. You guys got to converse and get together there in the chat room. That would be nice. Be different. Be nice. But, my God, what a day filled with news. Now, we got Xander Gibbs going to join us, and you know he comes to us live from Englandia. And I'm very curious to hear how they're reporting that over there in the U of K. Seriously, I mean, because, you know, I won't say they purposely twist, but it seems like they really can't get the real stories of what's happening here in on the other side of the pond. That's how some of them still refer to us. We're on the other side of the pond. But, you know, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, they're all, you get, they're reporting this guy, you know, they caught the bomber. But they're reporting this guy like he was, you know, brought up by the right, that he is the man, you know what I'm saying? That he represents the, you know, the right-wing movement. What's the guy's name? Caesar Sayoc, I think is his name. And you look at his van. All positive Trump stickers. You know, I've got a lot of questions about this to begin with, and I guess I can hit that later. I'll hit that later on. There's so many questions I have about the bombs and how they went out, and how they got to where they supposedly went. I'm sure there's a lot more here shortly. I know some of you see the pictures of the van, the ones that we weren't supposed to see, but somehow saw anyway. And they're blaming this all strictly on the rhetoric of Donald Trump. Because, you know, I don't know if you know this, but the Dems don't speak negatively about things. Do you know that? And I wondered, can anybody show me the links to this much outrage from CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, when the Republicans were shot up at the baseball field? You remember that? Seriously, I'm just asking. And now they got pictures. The left has got pictures of this guy up at MAGA rallies and all over the place. So it's they're going to paint him as a stereotypical MAGA Trump supporter. No, listen to me. I'm telling you, they're not going to give up that easy on this. They got what? 14 days, 13 days, 12 days, whatever to the election. 11 days. Why are you counting so closely? 11 days to the election. And they're going to play this for everything they can get. But you know what? We can't play into it. Seriously, we can't play into this. First of all, if you've been listening to the show for any period of time, doesn't matter what side it's on, I always wait till I get some information. I always wait till I know, you know, the more facts about these people. And what's going on? And for real, could this really be the guy? And is there only one? I mean, even the police are saying we've got one of the suspects. There might be more. We don't know. And then there's so many other, there's so many other questions that still need to be answered. I don't know if any of you saw the pictures or the information or what have you of the bombs. And again, I'm not an expert on this stuff, so I can't tell you I know for sure. But when I'm looking at this, you know, I wish I'd kept them all, but I didn't. When you look at the pictures that are up there, you look at the pictures of the packages. Now, last I checked, or last I knew, they always cancel. When you use hand stamps, they always cancel them, right? Most of the packages had no cancellations on the hand stamps. Were they hand-delivered? Just asking. I don't know for sure. Do you really think this guy was stupid enough to believe that these packages that go to the president would be handed right to the president? They're like, he goes to his mailbox every morning like we do and pulls the packages out? Do you really think that the guy believed that? Maybe he was that whacked. I don't know. And again, I say to you, you know, I thought it was kind of interesting that a lot of the names were misspelled. Florida was misspelled. I guess we only have low IQ voters, right? Is that what they're trying to say? I'm just asking. So when you look at what's going on, and somebody sent me a link, one of the people that we're all on the same team around here, we got a, from one of our Liberty Alliance buddies, we got a link to another site of a fella that was trying to buy radioactive equipment or radioactive product to use on Republicans. And it was thwarted. Did you hear anything about that? I'm just asking. A Wisconsin man who was accused of attempting to buy radioactive material with intent to kill. Did you hear about that anywhere? Right? He was looking to buy a lethal dose of a radioactive substance on the internet. That's a smart way to look for an illegal substance, don't you think? Hey, I'd like 3 pounds of crack. Anybody got any? Like, look at the internet for that. I'm sure I could find it like he did. Xander Gibb joins us on the other side of the break. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more happening. Grab your drink and come on back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Exact thing I had.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. Yes, Route 66, you old people know. You older, more seasoned people know what Route 66 means. You younger folks, you have no clue. I'm sorry, but you don't. And you'll never know the experience of taking Route 66 across the country. It's really kind of cool. You know, you talk about all this culture. You talk about all this cultural appropriation. You're probably better off if you don't go through Route 66. You probably have a heart attack. When you see a little Asian guy dressed up in an Indian uniform selling trinkets, you probably have a heart attack. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's bring on the man you've been waiting for, because I know it ain't me. Anyway, Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week from across the pond. Always great to have him with us. Xander, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Always, always fun. All right, so let's get this out of the way to begin with. How cold is it
It's so cold that if the naked guitar player in Times Square were here, he'd have to put on clothes.
Oh, ba-dum-boom. He will not be here all week, but that was pretty good. Thank you. Anyhow, God. Hey, so I would imagine that the BBC or the British News is not blowing past what's going on here in the country. And I am sure they're spewing that if Donald Trump would be a little kinder, a little gentler,
yeah,
maybe this wouldn't be happening, right?
Yes. Yeah, and the ridiculous thing is that, you know, trying to say that the reason that fake bombs were sent by the Democrats to the Democrats is because of Donald Trump is kind of a little, like, lunatic-y for me.
God, and it never started. You know, this is what I love about it. The self-righteous love, the way they talk about this, the way they talk about these bomb scares and what's going on and the nasties, they acted like they have never called for violence. I don't know of anybody, including President Trump, on the right that's actually called for physical violence against...
No.
Have you? Am I missing something?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I know what one of the early rallies he was joking with someone, and he said, oh yeah, take them out, sort them out, and I'll pay your legal fees. But clearly he was joking.
Yes.
So unless we're not allowed to joke, I mean, I joke all the time about, you know, let's go beat up some Democrats, but, you know, do I actually want to do it? Yes, I do. I mean, no, I don't. You know?
Really going to do this to me now? Anyhow. No, but it's true. I was trying to talk to some people about this, and they get crazy. I've got a friend of mine that's a Democrat. He's a good guy, too, and we were talking about this. And I said, look, think about this. When have you heard somebody on a stump speech from the Republican side say, go out there, and if you don't like what they're saying, kick them? Right? You go out there, get up in their face. I mean, when have you heard somebody on the right say that?
Well, I haven't, but when you think about it statistically, if you think about the last couple of years, the people that have been promoting violence, you know, get out there, get in their face. If you see them in a restaurant, you know, make them leave, shout, build a crowd. I mean, that's not what Republicans are saying.
No. Not even close. You know, and now they're trying to say he's threatening violence if Republicans lose. You know, CNN came out and said, hey, look, Trump is warning that there'll be violence if the GOP loses midterms. They're looking at it as a threat, right? And I'm sure what he means, because it'd be the same thing as me. I can see people being upset if, because of all the lies that are being spewed on television, all the crazy stuff that's going on is being aimed at Republicans. You know, again, here's my irritant. If you got such a good product, then speak the truth and you'll win. If your product is so crappy that you have to lie to keep it alive, maybe you need to think about what you're selling, right?
You absolutely do, but let's face it, I don't even think they know what they're selling. They have no platform, they have no leadership. And you know, if the best they have to offer is what's her name, or Ocasio, Dummio, whatever her name is, then they're doomed. Thankfully, they are doomed as a political party.
And they deserve to be at this point. There's a big, well, there's a couple, but there's two big factions in the Democrat Party, which is the ones that want to move very hardcore left progressive, right? And then there's the ones that want to stay on the more, you know, traditional, if you would, liberal, modern, you know, liberal side of things, which is still far left of what we want. But they've got the major rifts going on inside, don't they?
They totally do, and the concern is that I think they're actually too far gone to be able to fix it. I mean, certainly not in time for the midterms, and I think certainly not in time for the 2020s, because they've done so much damage to their own party from within that I just don't think it's fixable.
Yeah, I'm kind of agreeing with you here and saying I'm looking at what's going on from within the party. I'm looking at how they're fighting within each other. And even some of the hardcore Dems that I know that I'm friends with will say they don't know. There are things going on with their party. They don't even know what's happening. Now, being involved with a group of people that are calling for Republicans, for the first time ever, the group is starting to tell me now that as they walk and talk to people, they're telling them they're so disgusted with their party that they're voting total Republican down the ticket to make a statement. Now I'm okay with that.
Me too. I'm hearing a lot of that. I mean, this whole walk away movement, I think it's fantastic. I mean, obviously, I was the original walk away guy. But I just think that, you know, ultimately, if your party doesn't offer you what it says on the can, then people are going to walk. And in all honesty, the reason I left the Democrats, you know, back in the day was because the leadership was so faulty and dishonest, i.e., you know, Barack Hussein Oblamo, that I couldn't trust to be a part of that anymore, because it wasn't about building, it was about tearing down. And it was actually about not doing things for Americans, but doing things for everybody else. And surely that's not what we're set up to do.
No, not at all. You know what? And again, you just got to keep going back to the fact that when you look at how that party ran, if I was a young person in the Democratic Party, I would be so confused today and mad at the same point. I mean, these people beat their brains out for Bernie Sanders, and that was stolen from them. That primary was truly stolen from them. And
well, I would disagree with that. It wasn't stolen. It was sold.
Okay.
Well, that's a world of difference, you know.
Yes.
I mean,
okay.
The things some people will do for a summer house. I totally see your point, and if I'd have been a Bernie Sanders follower, I would have been very disappointed. But this is what this actually says to me, this situation, is that whoever you are, however old you are, if you are supporting the Democrats right now and you're not questioning why you're supporting them, then you're stupid. I mean, really, you are. You have to be. Either that or you're willful. Because the ideologies of the Democratic Party right now are so anti-American that it's not even worth talking about.
Agreed. So agreed. But they think, well, anyway, there's that stupid music again. Anyway,
we can talk more after the break.
I'll let you take it and run with it. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Sandra Gibb joins us. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The man accused in a mail bombing campaign targeting Democrats and critics of President Trump is a former bouncer and bodybuilder, according to his cousin. 56-year-old Cesar Sayoc of Florida is charged so far with 5 federal crimes. President Trump says law enforcement did an incredible job.
The FBI, Secret Service, so many. I mean, they just got together and did a fantastic job, like finding a needle in a haystack.
Asked by reporters if he plans to tone down his rhetoric, the president said he bears no blame, saying there have been similar attacks on Republicans by another party in the past. FBI Director Chris Wray says it's possible other bombs, allegedly built and made by Cesar Sayoc, could still be out there.
There may be other packages in transit now.
None of the devices have exploded. Michigan State has stopped distributing payments to alleged victims of former sports director Larry Nassar, saying several people are now under investigation for fraudulent claims. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for being with me tonight. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I forgot to tell Xander about this. Yes, tonight is my token gay man night. That's right. The other night was my token black man night. You know, Xander, you know, Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. I always enjoy having him on the show with me. And I know a lot of you wait for Friday night. You don't listen Monday through Thursday. What the heck's that all about? Anyhow, you wait till Friday night till he shows up.
So wait, it's token gay night. Who's coming on? Who else is coming on?
So, you know, I have...
I won't be stereotyped,
you know? You know, I know, right. Well, I'll give you two or three. I'll bring two or three more on, you know? They made fun of Trump one night when he said, where's my African-American or something like that? Like I belong to him or something, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So,
no.
Where are my gays?
I have my gays
in the chat room.
I have these trolls, what do they call it? Trolls, trollers, whatever they are, right?
Trolls.
People with nothing else to do but look for hateful reasons, right? So, I had Corey on, and I got a couple of those, you know, he's got the black guy on to show that he's not racist. But he really is racist, right? And he's got this gay guy that comes on. This gay guy. Is that the name?
I'm very dear there. I am the gay guy, not
thank you.
The gay guy.
I was thinking of some of this stuff. He has a black man on. A? Why? Is there a B black man and a C black man? I mean, give me a break, will you? God bless. Anyhow, so I would get a kick out of it, and I try to tell people our story about how, you know, I don't even remember what I said. I said something, and it didn't sit right, and you reached out, and I think we pretty much have been friends ever since, right?
Yeah. Didn't I send you a death threat or something?
Did I send you a fake bomb in the mail?
Absolutely. Too right.
So it's just amazing to me that as a person on the right, you can't. I'm an old white guy, so I can't have gay friends. I can't have black friends. I can't have black female friends. I can only have old white racist homophobic friends. Apparently, that's somewhere in the job description for being an old white guy.
But aren't we sick of being generalized, Joe? You know,
yes.
Someone said to me this week, "Oh, you know, if you're a Republican, doesn't mean you're anti-gay." And anti-black and, you know, anti-everything, basically. And I'm like, no, I love everybody. The only people I don't love are idiots. And you know, I can educate them most of the time.
Monsters. You and I both have talked about this a million times, right? We just abhor evil, period. I don't care who you're sleeping with. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care how tall you are. I don't care how fat you are, how thin you are.
Use the F word.
I know. Yeah, I'm sorry. Not really, but I'm sorry. So I don't care what color, size, or anything. I just care that you're honest with me. And we can, you know, I've got a lot of people that, and I'm sure you do, too, we have a lot of people we don't agree with. We're 180 degrees on this.
Absolutely.
But we're friends with, right?
Yes, because the thing is that, you know, it's very juvenile to expect all of your friends to agree with you on every new point. I mean, I've lost so many friends, or so-called friends, you know, over my support for Donald Trump. But the thing is that, you know, when I've grown so much. You know, as a person politically, you know, as an individual in the past few years, you know, my personal ideology on that now is that if you can't love me for who I am, regardless of who I support with politically or choose to sleep with or the color of my skin, then you're not really my friend, are you?
No. If I can't accept you, look it. You and I may not agree on things 100% of the time or even 90, whatever it is, but we're still friends. And we can see things through what do they say, different colored glasses, but we're still friends because it's not the fact that I have to agree with you on everything. It's the fact that I can talk with you, you can talk with me, we can tell each other, you know, honest things that, again, that we may not agree about, and we're still good with each other. And that's the way it's supposed to be.
Exactly, but isn't that what mature people is supposed to do? I mean, America has gotten so immature over the past
few years.
It's laughable. Yeah. You know, it really is. I mean, even as Republicans and conservatives, you know, even as Christians, we're allowed to differ. I mean, I personally don't trust anybody that agrees with every single thing.
I know, right?
About any one group, whether it's everything to do with Christianity or everything to do with being conservative or Republican, et cetera, et cetera. That alarms me because that tells me you're not thinking for yourself. And we should all be thinking for ourselves and asking questions all of the time.
Well, I think for me, it is coming from Boston and kind of the way I grew up. You know, I never really trust anybody. When I first meet them, I wait a while. I watch them. I see what they're doing, right?
Right.
I love these people.
Absolutely.
In California. What made me crazy was you were friends in 24 hours. This is my best friend. I'm not your best friend. I don't even really know you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's kind of like, I get the impression in California it's a bit like being on Facebook. You know, if you accept someone as a friend, they actually know you. And it's funny, someone was saying earlier about, you know, I hate this facility on Messenger where people can call you. You know, I've had people calling you at 3 a.m. that are like fans of the show that want to talk about, like, you know, politics. You know, don't dare call me at 3 in the morning because you will get the edge of my tongue, sir. You will.
Well, listen, I forgot that the show plays at different times in different areas. And I used to answer the phone when it would ring when I was just sitting here in the studio doing stuff. And then it would be a caller want to talk about the topic. And I'm like, that would work if I knew what the topic was, okay?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm the studio producer. It's not really Joe.
Yeah, I've had people that have called, like, they're listening to the replay, you know, like they listen to, because when you put it on Facebook Live or wherever, you know, it records the show, so they can watch it, like, at their leisure. I've had people call the show to ask a question about the show, and I'm like, the show is not on right now. You know, I'm buying my groceries right now.
I love that stuff. That to me, it's just great. Okay, so listen, let's talk a little bit more about, and I was talking to you about this during the break. I had heard, I haven't even done any research on this, that the UK courts came down and said you can pretty much make fun of religion. It's okay to make fun of religion. Oh, wait a minute, except Muhammad.
Right.
Wow. What is that all about? What happened?
Well, I don't know Exactly, but there seems to be some ideology in this country that, you know, the Muslims are in a class of their own. You know, they can even get away with going around in gangs and raping little girls, and as soon as you highlight it or say anything about it, you're not allowed to do that because it's discrimination. And, you know, the thing is, for me, the law is the law is the law, and if you break the law, you should be prosecuted for whatever you have done. But ultimately, I think the conservatives in this country who are, I have to say, are a different, total different being to the conservatives in America. But I think that part of it is they're afraid of being called racist or discriminate with regards to the Muslim thing. But they're fine with being called racist and discriminate by people who happen to be Christians and are offended when people attack, you know, the name of Jesus Christ or things to do with the Christian faith. So where does it end?
It was something you and I talked about again during the break, where they had that art display in New York City where you had Jesus upside down in a bottle of urine on the cross,
right.
And you couldn't change it because it was art, and you don't want to come down against art. And again, a guy like me, I say something. President Obama, if you said anything that you didn't like about him, you were racist.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
If you said something, what was it? There was a gay ambassador he had, and I made fun of the fact that the ambassador, not the gay ambassador, that the ambassador couldn't even find the country on the map. That this was a friend thing, right? That he could, and all of a sudden I was homophobic. No, I'm geographophobic, okay? I don't want somebody going to some place where they've never been. They don't even know.
Was the place Aleppo by any chance?
Aleppo what?
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that a disease or something? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an animal.
I don't know when we got to this point.
I don't either.
But you know, even myself as an openly gay person, I'm a comedian too. I can't tell gay jokes anymore. I can't say anything remotely funny about Muslims. You know, I have Muslim friends that tell me, Muslim jokes. So why can't I tell those too?
I tell Italian jokes and people get upset at me.
Sure.
Right? I'm like, really? You're not even Italian, O'Malley. Leave me alone. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Yep, Dan is going nowhere. He'll be with us on the other side of the break.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in
dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
Oh, look, it's Happy Dance Night. Happy Pete. I'm Joe Machine, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just bring him on. I always have so much fun when Xander joins me. Xander Gibb joins me, and I always love when he's with me. Xander, you're starting up your show again, right? Please.
Yes, I am. Next month, for sure.
And they don't have they don't have Thanksgiving in England, do they?
No, but I will be having Thanksgiving. So if you're in the United Kingdom, drop me a line and you can come for Thanksgiving.
Or they could invite you over. That would be good, too.
Yeah, for sure. It will take me cooking.
I don't know if you heard today, but there was an emergency at Bernie Sanders' office as well. They had to evacuate the building because of a suspicious object that was found in his front reception area. Turns out it was just a book on economics, so it was okay.
Oh, so it wasn't his integrity that somebody returned to them.
gotta have it for somebody to take it to return it. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he did have it. He just sold it to Hillary.
Oh.
There you go. Just
for $600,000. You got it in, right? That one. Yeah. That was a freebie. There you go. So, yeah, I did it. It's funny. You were talking about the walk-away movement, and yesterday I think it was, I was talking about the sheriff that walked away from the Democratic Party because of their, ready for this? This is it. He's been a lifelong Democrat, 59 years old. He's walking away because of their anti-law enforcement stance. I mean, that's pretty radical, don't you think?
Not really, because I think that the people with, you know, even half an ounce of brain matter are actually seeing, because you know when you become a Democrat, you have to kind of hand over, you know, a portion of your brain, and it's unfortunately the portion that deals with assessing what is the truth and what isn't. But you know, seriously, I think there are so many Democrats that are just saying, I'm not doing this anymore. I am not going to be a part of this dishonesty. And when you're hating on law enforcement, I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, if cops do the wrong thing, then they need to be called to task for it. But I'm sick of them all being painted with such a broad brush. You know, it's a real concern to me. When you think about it, Joe, if you go out there every day and you have to make split-second decisions that could result in either you being killed or the public being killed, you're going to get it wrong from time to time.
Yep. Yeah, well, listen, I wish those people would do a ride-along. I've said this before. Do a ride-along with the cops for a couple of nights. Not for an hour. Put your butt in that chair for 2, 3, 4, 5 nights, whatever. And then we'll talk. Because, you know, until you've actually been in, until you're walking up on a truck, you know, at 1 o'clock in the morning, and you're telling them to stick your hands where you can see them, and the music is loud, the truck's moving around, tell me that doesn't get your blood pumping, your adrenaline pumping. And it'd be very easy to make a mistake at that time. When, simply put, all you have to do in most cases is put your two hands out the window, and
right,
you're not going to have a problem, right?
Well, when you're given, you know, I mean, obviously most of us have always been taught by our parents that if, you know, someone in a position of authority or a police officer or whatever gives you an instruction, then you do that. Especially if the guy has got a gun. Let's face it, you know. You know, if they say, put your hands in the air and wave them around like you just don't care, then you do that. And if you're not happy with the fact that they've told you to wave them around like you just don't care, you deal with it after.
That's right. Right. I used to tell my kids the same thing. Do what you're told to do. If you think your rights are being violated, we'll deal with it after the fact. You need to be alive to fight it. You know, my uncle was a Boston cop for decades, and he used to say to me, you know what, roll down your windows, put your hands on the dashboard at the very top of the steering wheel, do not reach for your license or your registration until they walk over to the car, they see you're being cooperative, and then just do what they tell you to do. It really is that simple. But they've been put on edge because of everything that's been done to them. Don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, look at the two officers that were slain in New York a few years ago. I mean, you know, there were more of these incidents happening. You know, I actually read in someone's social media feed that it was actually about evening up the numbers, and that astounded me. It really did. Because you're not telling me that any police officer that happens to kill someone in the line of duty can ever sleep again, you know, can ever forgive themselves for that, whether they were in the right to do that. You know, I don't think that's something you ever get over, really.
No, I agree with you. I think that there are cold and evil people out there. But I think for the most part, I mean, how do you walk up anybody, a cop or anybody, and cold-bloodedly shoot somebody in the head or just shoot somebody because you're looking to kill someone today? And they're out there.
There are. And you know, the ideology just to take away all the guns is absolutely ridiculous, because then let's face it, the only people that were left with the guns are criminals and the cops. So then we would have total anarchy. There'll be more people shot dead if only the criminals and the cops have got guns. I mean, don't you find that the liberal logic is very kind of like, it's not circular, it's like triangular, really.
Very confusing.
Yeah, it is very confusing. But I think that, you know, the people have spoken. You know, they voted in Donald Trump because they wanted something different. They wanted change. And I think we're finally beginning to see some appreciation for that change. I mean, I wasn't sure it was going to happen within his first term of tenure. But I actually think it's starting to happen now. And when people have got more money in their pockets, when people are more prosperous, when things are actually changing for the better, then it makes it hard to say, hey, he's a bad guy. He's a bad president.
Okay. You know? So this is perfect. Because the fellow I was talking to the other day, again, friend of mine, Democrat, and you coming out of the party, I asked him, point blank, what's your message? I mean, I don't see a message coming from you guys. We hate him. That's your message. We're not them. That's your message. What's your message? He said, well, we care for you. I said, oh, so you didn't care for us for the 8 years before that, but now all of a sudden you care for us? What's your message? Because that's not a message. And he kept saying, we care for the average American.
I don't think they have a message.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a clip the other day with Chris Cuomo and Rosie O'Donnell, and Cuomo was even defending the president, and Rosie hated him. You know, Rosie really, you know, was having none of it. But, you know, I think that even frontline media people get to the point where they have to kind of say how it is, or they end up looking stupid. What's his name? Crybaby. Oh, I guess CNN guy. You know, now Acosta, that's the guy.
Oh.
You know, he is so, you know, the public hates me. Well, why do you think the public hates for you, Acosta?
Right. Yeah.
You know, because you've lied to them so much and you're lying about the leader of our country. Yeah. Tell the truth, no matter how ugly it is or how ugly you are.
Or how much you disagree with it. Or how much you disagree with it. Just lay out the facts.
Exactly. Yeah, but it's not about facts anymore with mainstream media. It's about sensationalism. You know, I thank God every day for independent media like yourself, myself, you know, Andrea Kay, all of us that have these independent shows, because we actually tell the truth. I mean, where else are people getting the real news from?
Oh, no. See, you obviously don't listen to me enough, because the troll has slapped me up as being a fake news source all the time. Because the stories I tell, they're not true. They're not real. They just gin up hate. Just like, I'm sure I'm going to hear about that Muslim story we talked about, because all I was trying to do was gin up Muslim hate. When I'm simply saying, why is it okay? See, this will make them crazy. Why is it okay to make fun of Jesus, to put Jesus down, to make fun of Christians, but when it comes to Muslims, that's taboo? Look, you know I'm running for office, right?
And, I
do. Yeah. And so
vote Messina.
There you go. There's four other trustees on the board. Three other ones are white. One is a female African-American. So every one of the ads running, they are beating on the three other white people. One female. Okay? Giving them a hard time. They need to be replaced. They're nothing but scum. Interesting thing. Not one negative comment on the African-American female who said something nice about me. So,
does she know you?
You couldn't resist, right? You couldn't resist.
No, I
couldn't. But it's just amazing. It's like, this shows what cowards you are. If you think that anybody supports me is wrong and sick in the head, then you need to call her out as wrong and sick in the head. Otherwise,
right. You're
just hypocrites and you're just cowards. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. And the concern is that if people are afraid to call someone out just because they happen to be African-American, I don't even like that terminology. You know, most of these people have never even been to America, to Africa. And so, you know, if you're afraid to call out somebody because they're black, then that's indicative of your racism. I'm sorry.
Right. No, I get it. I look at this stuff, and it only irritates me because they can't seem to win anything unless they twist it or lie about it. And that's what bothers me. Tell the truth. Deal with it. You know, I don't have enough time left, but I'll tell it in the next hour about the story about what they do to my signs. And one of my signs, they ran over because I put it in the ground with rebar, and it made them crazy. So they ran over. I'm going, wow, how sick do you have to be? How hateful do you have to be? And
you need
anyway,
to put shards of glass on your sign, Joe, because then they can't run them over because they'll get a puncture.
I'm going to get this. I'm going to get this oil
they'll
that Tammy has, right? That makes your hands itchy when you touch it. And I'm going to put it on the backside of the sign, so when they go to pick it up, I'll know who did it. Anyway, we're out of time. Quick, tell people where to find you.
ZanderGive.com, and every Friday on The Real Side.
That's right. Don't you peoples forget it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be back in a few minutes. Got a lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far.